Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Okay, everybody, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is for you. Welcome to Q&A Selling Online. I have a question from Josh. Josh says, I ordered my private label from China to sell on Amazon. Now, what should I do while I wait? Great question, and great, Josh. I'm super happy that you took action and you are getting stuff done. You are making it happen, my friend. Your dream is going to come true, I hope. So just keep going. Do not give up. So you ordered your product. You designed it. You got a logo. I'm hoping this is all the steps you did. You got your packaging design, everything. You ordered your product from China. And now you are super excited, waiting for your product to finally land on Amazon so you can start selling and making some profits. Now, while you wait, I don't know if you ordered your product through air shipping, through Seacan, if it's coming by sea. So I don't know now how quick they will manufacture your product. I don't know if you ordered your starting order, if it's 100 units of something. This manufacturer has a schedule. They have a schedule, and let's say somebody that's been ordering from them for the last 2 years and now has an order of 20,000 of this exact same product that you have, let me tell you that they're going to have priority in the manufacturing lineup. Their schedule will not be the same as yours. It's a relationship thing. So you have to build, Chinese love relationships, so you're going to have to learn to build this relationship with time. And this person has been ordering for the last few years, a year, 6 months, whatever it is, they have a stronger relationship with this manufacturer than you do at this time. This is not something that happens all the time, but most of the times I can tell you that's the way it is. Now, you can think sometimes people get their first order and you're scared. You're afraid that, am I gonna get scammed? It's been 2 weeks now, I don't know where the product is. So you contact the manufacturer again, and now it takes them 2-3 hours to reply, and you get nervous. Well, I got scammed, maybe not. Oh, they replied. So let me assure you, I can't assure you 100%, but if you are dealing with a trustworthy manufacturer, somebody that you can see on Alibaba, that's been around for 3, 5, 10 years, do not worry then. Your product is coming. It's like I said, you have to be scheduled into production. If you had, for instance, ordered 100 of whatever product you're getting without logo, with nothing, just exactly the same, they may have 100 there with no logos, right? The generic brand that they could send you. I have done that before. That is not building a brand. That's just something you can do if you're, you know, want to save some time while yours are being made, something like that. But don't stress too much. There is lots that you can do. That's the good thing, is there's lots that you can do while you're waiting for your product to arrive in the States, in Canada, in Europe, wherever it is that you want this product to arrive. There's lots to do. So you obviously created your listing. By now you have a listing created, because you know where to ship your product to. Unless you are shipping it to yourself, then that doesn't mean necessarily that you have your listing. If you don't have a listing, there you go. That's step number one. Go to Amazon and create your listing. You should have a UPC by now. So UPC is a barcode. This is in easy terms. It's just a barcode. Your barcode must be unique. And to sell on Amazon, it must be GS1. Approved. Most people that want to follow the standards and want to follow the rules go to, I believe it's gs1.org. You can go and order a barcode or more for your product and make sure you are on gs1.org, and you pick the country where you are from, because they're different sites per country, I believe. Their step number one then would be have your UPC or request, and this is always hard for me to pronounce, is request an exemption. Well, I think I said it, exemption. So you can request an exemption, so you don't have to have a UPC, and then Amazon will give you a different number to put in place of that UPC. Now that you have that, you go to Amazon, you create your listing. On my episode number 8, you can go follow the steps on how to create a listing, how to open an account. I start by opening an account and then creating a listing. But quick little steps is you go to under inventory, add a new product, and there you go, and you add a new product. You pick your category, pick the category that best suits your product, and throw it in there. Make sure you are ungated for this category. You should, by now you should know that there are some categories that are gated, meaning right off the bat, you can't just start selling on, say, groceries. You can't start selling food items. You can't start selling, health and personal care stuff, beauty. I believe beauty now is ungated. There used to be, up to recently, a $3,000 fee to start selling that. So anyway, you, by now, if you order the product, you should have done a little bit of research so you know if you are ungated and you can list this product. Go ahead and list it. Now go optimize your listing. If you had a listing created, go optimize it. If you didn't, now is where you're going to start, and you're going to go create it. Start by the most important thing, which is your title. Your title should have the best keywords that you are going to steal from your competitors. What you're going to do is you're not going to decide that your apple peeler, for example, you're selling an apple peeler, you're not going to put apple peeler as your main keyword without doing a little bit of research. Because maybe it may look to you as, you know, this is a no-brainer. The main keyword is going to be apple peeler, but maybe the rest of the world does not think like you. So, you know, some people say common sense is not that common. Well, it happens in the online world as well. So go to your competitors, see who the best is out there, who your top competitor is, and pull out a tool like, I keep mentioning it, I have no affiliation with Scope at the moment of this recording. Scope has free version. I have a version, like I tell everybody, I have the $9.99 per month. So it is a Chrome extension. It's just easier to use. I don't have to get out of Amazon to go use it. For the $9 difference, you can go and use the free version. It's Scope. It's a tool from Celex. Is it Celex? Sorry, Seller Labs. Celex is another tool that I use. I believe the same people make them both. Anyway, you pull this tool and it's going to tell you, you find your top competitor and it's going to tell you, this guy is selling, I don't know how many thousand or hundreds per day, whatever. And these are the search terms that people are using to find them when they buy them. Now you want to steal those keywords. You want to put them in your title. You want to put them in your bullet points. You want to put them in your description. You want to, obviously, you want to try to outrank this person. And is, let me tell you, it's not going to be easy, but it's not impossible. The only thing you have to do to outrank somebody is beat them on their own game. So you got to beat them in sales. As soon as if you can have a steady number of sales higher than their sales are, per related to each keyword, let's say it is apple peeler. So if somebody types apple peeler and buys your product, Amazon saw one person landed on this page, searched for apple peeler, found this product and actually bought it. So you converted. When somebody converts to your listing, meaning they landed there and they actually bought this product, Amazon, these are robots, obviously, just like Google, it's algorithm, tracks that you were relevant, your product was relevant to that search, so you get bumped up. If 100 people land on your listing and 50 of them that searched, you know, 100 people search for apple peeler, 50 of them that land on your listing buy this, now that means you have a 50% conversion rate. Let me tell you that you are going to fly up the ranks all the way to, I guess, eventually to page one when your sales match or beat the bestseller. That's just the way algorithms work. There are ways to stimulate the algorithm, which is giving away free product. You can give away free product through Amazon. Don't start giving away product to your neighbors, and that's going to make you look good in the neighborhood, but it's not going to rank you on Amazon. What you have to do is create a promotion on Amazon under the promotion tab. I believe it's under the advertising tab, and then you scroll down. You will get codes, discount codes, and you can create discount codes all the way to 100% if you want to. And you're going to go and give these codes to people that want your product for free. And trust me, it seems right now I'm going to say something that's going to seem so contradictory, but it is not easy finding all the time people that want stuff for free. You would assume everybody all the time wants stuff for free. When a stranger shows up giving you something for free, now not everybody takes it. I often go to Facebook groups, Facebook places where people don't even know me, and I offer free stuff. And actually, let me tell you something. 26 people joined my email campaign that I launched the other day. And in the first day, 26 people joined this campaign. So I emailed them, you know, that was that week. What was it? The day before, I had twins. That's what it was. So I had my twins. So I figured I have to find an excuse to give stuff away for free because people find it strange. And they find that maybe I'm being scammed because there's no such thing as free lunch. Anyway, I wanted to give away free lunch, right? I wanted to give away free product to every single one of those people that joined the list. So I emailed them and said, by the way, my wife and I, we just had twins. I'm so excited today. I want to give away free product. And the product that I was giving away was related to these people. They joined my list because of my advertising that I created for this specific product. So I told them, every single person that replies to this email will get the product for free from Amazon.com. I don't have that product in Canada. I only have it in the US. Out of the 26, one person replied and it said, is it really for free? If so, I want one. I said, yes, absolutely, it is free. Just let me know. Are you, because I wasn't sure at the time where people were opting in from, and I told them, are you a customer on Amazon.com? So if so, I'll send you the code for Amazon.com, right? And this person has not replied since. So out of the 26, one replied. Out of that one, after I came back and I made sure that they actually are, a member, or they do buy stuff on Amazon, they did not reply. That's just to bring up a point that it's not easy giving away free stuff these days because people are scared that there's so many scams out there and people doubt you, right? They don't know you. They don't know, love, and trust you. And that's when people get to know, love, and trust you, they can buy from you. But at the point when people don't know you, they don't love you or trust you, you can't even give away stuff for free. If it's on the street, you walk past somebody, here, take this. I still don't know how easy it is, but online, it's very hard these days to give stuff away for free. So what you want to do to give away, if you want to give away free product, you have to join Facebook groups where people have joined this group on purpose, knowing already what's happening. People know that Amazon sellers want to give away stuff for free, so they join these Facebook groups. And in these groups, the intent is every now and then, or constantly, you know, every single day, there's 10, 20, 50 products given away for free. Different products, and then there's 5, 10 of each of those, so you can get up to 50 to 500 products given away on a Facebook page per day. And these people, because they already know what you're there for, now they know what it's all about, so they will accept it. And some of these people were trained back then. These groups were created in order to get reviews. People wanted to get reviews so they could get social proof on Facebook. And what was happening is people would create these Facebook groups and ask a 4 or 5 star review. In return, they would give them the free product. So that is not legal. It wasn't legal back then. You could ask for a review, you can give them the free product, but you could never ask for a 5-star review. You could not influence the decision of what the review was going to be. Nowadays, you cannot give something away for free in exchange for a review, no matter if it's going to be a good one or a bad one. So remember that. And these people that joined those groups, originally that's what the group was for, so they're kind of trained to do so. So remember, if you're going to give away 100 products on a Facebook group, and when you're launching, I know it's hard to give away 100 products, but that could actually catapult you to the top. And remember, a lot of these people are still trained to give a review, so they will review you. They will review your product, not you, your product. It's not legal to ask for this review. So if they give it to you naturally, I guess there's nothing you can do. Just enjoy it and hope they are 5 stars. So with all this, I kind of got sidetracked a little bit. And the question was from Josh. Josh ordered his product, and now what can he do? So you create your listing. Sorry about all this, I get lost. This is called Millennial ADD. Josh, create your listing and now optimize your listing. Steal the best keywords, throw them in your ad. Make sure you're gonna rank for those keywords. The way you're gonna rank for those keywords is to give away some free product. Make sure when you give away free product, this is a little tip or hack, like people like to call them. If you're gonna give away a code for 100% discount or a 50% discount, whatever your discount is, make sure to send this person to a super URL. Super URLs stopped working a while back, but what you can do is go to Amazon, find your product, search for, you know, apple peeler, and now go all the way down to page 40, wherever your product is, page 20, 30, 40, find your product. Now, when you find your product, there are easier ways to do this. You can edit the URL. But if you're just starting up, I don't want to confuse you, just do that. Type in the search bar, apple peeler, or whatever your product is. Obviously, you're not going to be selling apple peelers. And I don't know, it is not that obvious, but if you do sell apple peelers, congratulations. Type that, find your product, and now when you found your product, you click on it, open it, and copy the URL that you received. And you're going to get something like amazon.com/ your ASIN number, and it's going to be, you know, BOR blah 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 something something slash, and then at the end is going to be keyword equals apple plus slicer. And that is going to, when you give away your code, give the person that URL. You tell them, you click here, buy this product, and then enter your code, and you'll get it absolutely for free. What that does is gonna tell Amazon's algorithm that person searched for apple peeler. They searched for apple peeler, what they found was your product, and they bought it. At this point, it doesn't matter that the price was zero or that the price was $9.99. At this point, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you got a conversion. So one person clicked search for that, one person bought it. So you have 100% conversion rate at this point. When the second person comes in, and because you are on page 40, for example, I don't know where you are, but meaning if another person randomly types apple peeler on Amazon at this point, they will not find you. There's not a chance that anybody's gonna go through 10, 20 pages and then buy your product. It's just not gonna happen. So all these people that are gonna go to the link that you sent them are gonna be conversions, meaning they clicked on that, they used that search term, They found your product and they converted, meaning they bought it. So now you're going to be having 100% conversion rate, which is insane, right? Obviously, as soon as you start coming closer to the top, you will lose the 100%. There's no way in hell that you will get 100% when you're on the top 2-3 pages, because other people will find you and they just will not buy it, right? So even if the page is open and somebody did not click on you, you know, that counts as a view. So I lost the term right now. It doesn't matter. So that's what you're going to do to gain some velocity. Meanwhile, join some Facebook groups. Do not try to sell your product to anybody. Don't start sending links about to your friends, buy this, because by the end of the week, everybody is going to hate you. So let me tell you, do not try to sell your products to your friends. So two things are going to happen. One, they're going to hate you. Two is you're going to hate them, because you're going to see that your friends did not like, they did not share your product, because you are being salesy. And when you are trying to sell something to somebody, there's an instinct that all human beings have is try to escape the salesperson. Somebody's trying to sell something to you and it's super obvious, you are going to try to escape it. You may be furious at first because you love this product. You're so excited that you created a company or product. Maybe it's not a company yet, but you're so excited about it. But the other people are not excited like you are. And they're still your friends, but they cannot be as excited as you are for this product or company. So remember that. Don't try to sell to your friends. So you can post a picture of your product. You can say that you like it. Do not try to sell it. If they are interested, they will ask you about it. And if they ask you about it, then you answer. Okay, now, back to the listing. Okay, Josh, I'm sorry this is taking a bit long. Anyway, there's so much you can do that I can go all day about these things, right? As you get into this, you will start to see that there is more and more and more that can be done. And you can sit in front of that computer all day doing things. And by the end of the day, when you go to bed, you think to yourself, you know, I was on the computer all day and I did so much stuff, but it's not even half done. And maybe this is not what you want to hear. Maybe you want to hear that, you bought your product, you ordered it, and now you want to go to Mexico, sit under a coconut tree and drink pina coladas. But that's really what passive income people want, is to have free time to do all that stuff. But in order to create that, you will have to work. Let me tell you, you will have to work more than you work, or harder than you worked for your boss, if you ever had a boss. You have to have some passion. You have to love. For instance, I really, really enjoy doing this. So to me, it's not work. Every time I want to relax, I go and search for new products to sell. And I go through Amazon and I pull out Jungle Scout or Unicorn Smasher, whatever tools that you guys want to use or are interested in using. And I do product research as a hobby. If I had a whole day free to be at the beach drinking pina coladas, obviously I would enjoy it. But I would really like to have my laptop there so I could probably do some research. It's just that much that I really like creating private label products at this point, and launching them. It is just so exciting. So Josh, there's so much you can do. I hope that I helped you. Number one, like I said, is going to be optimize your listing. I never mentioned it. Get professional pictures done. By now, you got a sample sent to you. If you got a sample sent to you, that means you have your product. It doesn't have your logo, it doesn't have anything else, but you can use that sample to get some professional pictures taken, and then contact somebody on Fiverr, Upwork, wherever you prefer. And I guess maybe there are people out there that don't know what Fiverr is. Fiverr is a website. and it's multiple of $5. That's why it's called Fiverr. And it's just at fiverr.com with two R's. Upwork is pretty much the same thing. It is upwork.com. And you can go and hire somebody for really, really low cost to do some Photoshop for you to get some designing done. And I guess at the stage that you are right now, when you already have your packaging done and all that stuff, you probably already know about these. Ask somebody to grab your logo on a PNG format, meaning that your logo at this point is transparent, and to superpose this, your logo, onto these pictures that you're going to take. Get a professional photographer, or actually, let me change this. It doesn't have to be a professional photographer. You need to have professional pictures. So it doesn't matter if your photographer is professional or not. Your pictures need to look professional. They need to have, your main one needs to have a white background. It needs to be, you know, appealing. You want people to look at your picture and want it. And people, I told this in a previous episode, in North America, people buy with their eyes. I see something, I want to buy it. So if somebody reads me a description and I have my eyes closed, it's not going to really make me want to buy it. Now, if I see something being used and I see that person having fun using it, I don't know, imagine a remote control helicopter. If somebody tells you, you know what, this helicopter is pretty cool. It has 6 blades and it can fly up to 20 feet. Okay, yeah, that sounds decent. Now, if you see somebody actually smiling, laughing, having super, like, lots of fun controlling one of these helicopters, and now you actually see the helicopter, all that stuff, it makes you want it more. And the only reason you do not want it at this point is if you don't like helicopters, or you don't like remote control stuff, or, you know, maybe you're a grown-up by now and you don't want that stuff. But pictures sell. People buy with their eyes. There's only two things you need to buy something. It's your eyes and your wallet. If your eyes like it and your wallet can afford it, people will buy it. I just made that up. I'm gonna make a t-shirt out of that. So anyway, guys, this is it. There's so much work to be done. Focus on your title, bullet points, then the description. And again, super important as the title is the pictures. The title will make sure people find you, and the picture will make sure people convert, meaning they will buy your product. Then again, give some away so you can try to get some reviews to get some speed and all that stuff. The more you sell, the more you start selling. I don't know if I make myself clear. Because the more you sell, the higher Amazon is going to bring you to the top of the page, and then you will sell more organically. So the more you sell organically, the higher you come to the page. It's like a vicious circle. Whoever is on the top stays on the top. All you need to do is get to the top, and obviously try to avoid other people like you that are going to give away free product and all that stuff, try to bring you down again. I hope I answered your question. Josh, thank you very much. Anybody else that wants to ask me a question, I have a cool little software now at qasellingonline.com. This is just qasellingonline.com, all together, all one word. And there's a little button that you can click and record your own voice. And then I will hear your voice. You're going to tell me, hello, this is Josh, or whoever it is, and I have a question. And then I can put your voice on my show at the beginning of the show, and it's going to be really cool. Thank you, everybody, and that is it for today.